It is the sound of Third Rock Revolution here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM from their EP. That track was called Non-Starter. And Third Rock Revolution, do join me in the studio now. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Good evening. Hello.
And how the devil are all of you?
Mighty devils. Fine.
Good. Glad to hear it. Introduce yourselves to our listeners.
That's Mark.
Hi, I'm Lee.
Hi, I'm Oz.
And I'm Andy.
You're Mark, by the way.
Yes, I am Mark, by the way.
Mark, by the way, over there.
Righto, well, welcome to Phoenix FM. It's been a long time coming.
And we've been a long time getting here. We couldn't even find the place.
So I think Andy, you'll be well known to a few of us from the Phoenix FM chat room.
Here I am live in person.
Now, I first met you guys back in the very early days of this show, because we have been playing you that long.
You have, at my insistence.
Yes.
I handed you to play.
We're quite a charitable organisation anyway. So, of course, we first met you guys way back at the Music Tech Festival. Back in nearly 2 years ago now, May 2007.
That was our first gig, man. Yeah, that was the last gig as well. Second gig, yeah. There you go, yeah. Yeah, it was a while back, but...
And it lashed of rain, if you remember.
Yeah, right. We were pretty lucky at the end.
It was when you guys were on, because you were on quite early.
Yeah, and then the sun came out straight away when we got off.
It was that rain, yeah, that was it.
You weren't the only band that happened to, I don't think. Some other friends of mine in a band said they had exactly the same thing.
We went in the toilets because it was just raining that hard. As old Bob didn't.
I think you've got video footage of that toilet scene, haven't you, Andy?
It's on the website.
That's right.
Right. What's that, as you were saying, Oz, your first gig?
We did Bar Monster.
We did Bar Monster, place in Camden. Yeah. Mm. It's more of a free metal band, so with Gav from Near Death Experiment as well. But it was an awkward gig for us, but I'd say our first proper gig was the Music Tech Festival.
Local gig.
Yeah, first proper local gig, really.
Have you played anywhere other than local?
Camden again, yeah.
We like our home comforts too much, I think.
Yeah, that's it. Or we just, you know, don't want to stray too far from home and have to walk it.
Had you been going along as Third Rock Revolution by that stage?
Yeah, well, not at that time.
Not quite as actually Third Rock Revolution.
We got together as this band, what was it, 2006?
Yeah, but then...
Yeah, man.
Is we've been like since 96, I think a lot of us have actually been
something like that. Us three
have been playing together since about 96, 97.
Children.
Yeah.
Yeah, 11 years, mate.
11
12
years.
12 years.
Not for me. Not for me.
Yeah, we met you working as a waitress in a knacker's yard, didn't we?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Before you ask.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a welder in a cocktail bar.
Yeah. It was my outfit that caught your eye.
My eye, that's right. It was all the safety pins on it. Anyway.
Those type
pins. We digress.
Sounds like something the Human League would write a record about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, something like that.
So you've been like in a few different incarnations before becoming this one.
That's right, yeah.
Ten years ago, us three were all in a band together. Then we all went our separate ways, stayed friends. Just got back together in 2006. Just a little idea from Mark over there. Just said, why don't we start another band up?
No, it was all like various like different bands. Like, and then, you know, they sort of didn't work out.
We come together.
Yeah.
And how did you come up with the name Third Rock Revolution? Did you go through a few other names before that?
That was me.
I scratched my head
for one whole evening going reams of paper full of band names that were utterly crap.
And then we come up with that
and
one.
And then I come up with one that weren't so crap, but still a bit crap. But we went with that.
I think it was end of the line.
I've been up all night thinking of this. What was we going to be called? Goatfire, if you'd had your...
Goatfire, yeah. Goatfire and Brimstone.
Oh, that sounds like a night after a curry, that one. Goatfire.
Yeah.
It sounds like you were keeping it in case you were going to turn into a black metal band.
Well, yeah.
Something like that, yeah. Or if we rocked up with a load of metal bands, at least we could come out of a name that fitted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, we're Goatfire. We're an acoustic duo.
Oh, dear. Right.
Bear Eggs, I think, was one of them as well, wasn't it?
Bear Eggs.
Bear Eggs, yeah.
It gets better.
Right, so we've got quite a good turnout in the chat room. Hi to everyone who's in there. Mingosh, Mr. RT, Sal, TTTC, Downcouch, Mahaffey, Angie C, Deb's House, Flatfoot, Hell's Luz High, Holly Madone, Speedos 556, and T-Man.
Well, there's quite a few
of
them.
Yeah.
Yes!
I don't think you were popular, and I've just had a bunch of them say woo with various numbers of O's.
It's not too bad. I like the O's.
I like O's too.
And there's a message from Holly Madone. Yay, goo, Uncle James, I'm your number one fan.
Thanks a lot.
So, who would you describe as your... Well, how would you describe your sound?
We say it all the time. Blues, funk, rock and roll, I suppose.
Blues, funk and rock and roll.
Uh-huh. And who is it, would you say, your main influences? If you
there are many. I think we all have different influences.
Yeah, man, it's a mashup of different sounds, really.
So, yeah.
Funk, rock, blues, and folk.
Funky dudes, and we're a bit more. We're a little bit country. You're a little bit rock and roll.
Yeah, you can be a bit country all you like, mate.
That's what people say, anyway. And he's a right country. Anyway.
Yes, crashing.
Yeah. Did I just say that on the radio?
Crashing on.
Yes,
there.
You did.
Yeah.
Very naughty.
You want to take country. That back?
Yes. Someone's just called
perfectly
you.
Perfectly acceptable word.
Country is yes, the, and Coach just called you Darth Vader. By the way,
Darth Vader. Darth.
Old Vader.
Yeah, I like that.
The voices that you hear are of my guests tonight, Third Rock Revolution, or four-fifths of them anyway. If you've got a question for the band, then get in touch with us. The email address is radio@phoenixfm.com, or you can text us. It's Phoenix, pass your message to 89892. We've had a couple of questions in from people. We've got a couple saying, I'm their number one fan, woo. That'll be your niece then, Oz.
That probably will be, yeah.
It's a family affair.
Hi to Speedos 556. Hello, Gavin. It's written, if you were the Spice Girls, who would be who?
I'd be Ginger.
Yeah.
I don't know who I'd be. Who would
you'd
I be?
You'd be the sporty one because you're a minger.
Oh, yeah.
And he'd be Posh Spice, wouldn't he?
Baby.
Baby.
He'd be Dirty Spice.
Yeah. I'll be Old Spice.
Old Spice.
Old Spice. Now that's you, Andrew.
Yeah. All right, don't keep rubbing it in, all right?
Right, I hope that answers your question, Gavin. Hi to MC Sweetie, who says, what is the first album each of them bought, and what format was it on?
Gordon Bennett.
Album,
I know mine.
I can't remember my first album.
First album I ever bought was on vinyl, and it was Madness, One Step Beyond album.
Maybe Use Illusion 1, I think Guns N' Roses was mine.
I think mine was... the Paul McCartney Frog Song LP. Straight up.
But if he had time to think about it, he wouldn't have said that.
No, that's it.
Lee?
I can't remember.
It's that far back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember my first single was Happy Talk, Captain Sensible, yeah.
I can't remember the first single.
Axel F was the first single.
I think my first single was on...
Cylinder?
Vinyl. On Cylinder, and it was loads of money.
That's right.
Loads of money.
Loads of Murray.
Harry Enfield.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
And hi also to Angie C, who said, for the band, if you had to choose, would you have a really long neck or no neck at all?
Really long neck, because then I wouldn't have to pay much at concerts. I could just get the cheap seats at the back.
Very good. Very true.
I'll be able to look over walls to see if anyone's coming as well.
We'll
leave it at that.
Yes,
I think we'll roll
with that.
Don't push it too far.
Hang on, what's that hole down there? Anyway, are we going to play a song?
Yes, let's hear a song before you make me ask the question that T-Man's just posted. I really can't ask them that, T-Man. Right, what song are you going to do for us?
We're going to do Small Hat, Big Head.
Righto. And it goes a little something like this. Third Rock Revolution here on Kerbals on Phoenix FM.
Onward. onwards and upwards we feel that we must. Oh, the only excuse is it does feel quite nice. Have this for nothing, now that would be something. I promise you now that I won't ask you twice. Oh no, my capacity's near the end, getting worse by the hour. Nothing more pleasing than circular reasoning right now. Oh, so unlucky it all comes unstuck when we tear down the screen to reveal the true light. It's probably best that you don't shout for rescue, 'cause the sharks are out there and they all want a bite of you. My capacity's near the end, getting worse by the hour. There's nothing more pleasing than circular reasoning right now. I said somebody out there's got a small and big head. Yeah, yeah, somebody out there.
Somebody out there.
It's got a small and big head. Yeah, 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 yeah. I stop believing it when you stop breathing. So a round of applause for a story well told. And take to the skies or just hide behind lies. It's hard not to go for the easy way out, I know. My capacity's near the end, getting worse by the hour. There's nothing more pleasing than circular reasoning right now. And I said, somebody out there,
somebody out there,
has got a small and big head. Yeah, yeah, somebody out there,
somebody out there,
has got a small and big head. Yeah, 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 yeah. My capacity's near the end, getting worse by the hour. There's nothing more pleasing than circular reasoning right now. And I said, somebody out there,
somebody out there,
has got a small and big head. Yeah, yeah, somebody out there,
somebody out there,
has got a small and big head. Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah. Brilliant. It is the sound of Third Rock Revolution here on Kerbals on Phoenix FM. And that track performed live in the studio was called Small Hat, Big Head. Did you write that song with anyone in particular in mind?
Well, I'm not saying.
Just as well.
Well, Andy's always wearing an hat, so.
Right. It's getting a bit tight.
Is that hat small, Andrew?
It is.
I've got a big head.
That's right.
Right. We've got quite a good turnout in the chat room. Hi to Holly Madone, who keeps asking, question for the band, what was your inspiration? It's a bit vague, but she keeps asking.
Inspiration for what?
Exactly.
Well,
yes, be a little bit more specific, Holly. I know you're all a bit starstruck from the fact that your uncle's on the radio, but...
I think anyone that achieves something against all odds is an inspiration to us all.
Well said.
Indeed.
What did I just say?
I don't know. Man, it's all getting mixed up in here. What's happened?
Because we're just mixed up. Crazy kids.
You are hearing the voices of my guests tonight, Third Rock Revolution. We have had a few questions come in. First up is one from... good buddy of the show, Coach Mahaffey, saying, what blues rocker artists are in your CD collections? He says, is there any Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Stevie Ray Vaughan or John Mayer?
Definitely Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Bit of John Mayer.
Yeah, John Mayer. Mayer, yeah, man. Yeah.
Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Oh, Kenny Wayne's our friend on MySpace.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
Wayne.
He chased after us.
Yeah.
Bless him.
Well done, Kenny Wayne.
Yeah, mate.
Indeed. And also we've had another one from Sal, who's saying, does anyone in the band like mustard?
I do.
Oh, mustard, yeah, I do, yeah.
Nah, nah.
I could get actually mustard off.
Yeah.
And mustard off. As it was,
Don't explain it. Don't explain it.
Nah, nah, please, no.
Dribbling mustard.
I had spoonfuls of the stuff last Saturday.
What? No reason?
No reason at all, no.
You're just an anarchist, mate.
Yeah.
I hope that hasn't enlightened you, Sal. And also, Oz Holly Mad One wants singing lessons off you.
Mm? All right, then, fair enough. It'll cost you.
Right. Well, let's have some lessons in music out dope. Now. What track are you going to do for us next?
Lessons in love.
We're going to do Level 42's Lessons in Love.
Yeah, that's it.
No?
Yeah. All right. Running the family, isn't it?
We're going to do a song called On a River.
What about
a river.
On the rivers tonight,
yeah. River. Third Rock Revolution here on Kerbals on Phoenix FM.
Drift on a river I cannot control. Won't you save our souls? Whichever way the wind blows, my ship just has to go. Gotta give a little bit of yourself, but don't ever let go.
Number one to number two, let me show you, yeah. Number one to number three,
come here, time is up. Well, I wanted you to be my captain, but I knew this current was way too strong. But I hope that someday soon I'm gonna reach dry land, 'cause the further I drift from you, yeah, the lighter your soul. Drift on a river, river I cannot control. So won't you please slow down? Will people pass me by while others get caught in my flow? One day this journey's gonna end. Where or when, I don't know.
Number one to number two,
oh, what you think you're gonna do?
Number three to number one,
well, come in, your time is up. Wanted you to be my captain, but I knew this current was way too strong. Well, I hope that someday soon I'm gonna reach dry land, 'cause the further I drift from you, there's nothing but a sunken ship. The melody, when will this wind break? And don't let me sink in the sea. No, no. Don't let me sink in the sea. No, 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 no. Well, I wanted you to be my captain, but I knew this current was way too strong. Well, I hope that someday soon I'm gonna reach dry land, 'cause the further I drift from you, the lighter your soul, the lighter your soul, yeah.
It is the sound of Third Rock Revolution here on Kerbals on Phoenix FM, and that track was called
On a River.
On a River.
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 and how darn good it was. We've had one question in between all that from Flatfoot saying, can any of the band make a cake?
Well, I've been known to make a couple of cakes.
Yeah, it's not the kind of cakes he's talking about.
Yeah, all right, okay.
I reckon if we give it a good go.
If I knew you were coming.
Cheesecake.
I like a good...
No, like
make one.
Cheesecake.
He asked if we could make one.
Make a cake. Not a cheesecake,
actually.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's in an order.
I'll have a cream cake. Yeah, lovely.
Victoria. That's my favourite. Victoria cake.
Oh, my God.
I learned a lot here.
I think we better crash on. Have you been doing much in the way of gigging lately?
Not lately.
No. And cake making.
We've been too busy making cakes.
Oh, yeah. We've been looking to get back in the studio and record another couple of songs, really. But
we've been cooking up the songs.
It's just, yeah, we've been cooking up the songs, not baking the cakes, yeah. But no, it's just been a bit of a long slog with us, really. Like, you know?
As usual.
Yeah, as per usual.
But, we actually wanted to try and get something recorded before we come down here. But being as organised as we are.
Yeah, that's it.
6 months.
When was the last time we actually gigged?
November last year was the last time we gigged, so.
For charity.
Charity, mate.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're looking for another gig, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Anyone
so
want to give us a gig?
Yeah,
give us a gig.
Seriously, you really can't let these musicians loose with any studio equipment, can you? Right. Oh, and Holly Madwan said, "Oz, is that your new guitar?"
No, it's not.
Right.
It's his new badge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my new badge.
Okay. And it says, "What does it say, Oz?"
Join the revolution.
The third rock revolution.
Oh, my friend. Should we just do it?
Yeah.
Let's hear another song. Let's which one are we going to hear?
Right, this song is called "A Portion of Distortion."
Nice. Third Rock Revolution here on Kerbals on Phoenix FM.
Pushing up distortion, set a sail upon an ocean breeze. Well, someone's always disappointed, some people are so hard to please. Well, secondary statement, they call me all the time. The hope that I've been digging, well, you know, it's digging me right back. And a portion of distortion set a sail upon an ocean breeze. Someone's always disappointed, some people are so damn hard to please. So, so very sad, yeah. I guess that's that, I'd love to take it back, you know, yeah. Oh, it's all so very sad, I guess that's right. Well, I'd love to take it back, but you know I can't. Your secondary statement, it calls me all the time. The hole that I've been digging, well, is digging me right back. And a portion of distortion set a sail upon an ocean breeze. Someone's always disappointed, some people are so hard to please. So, so very sad, yeah. I guess that's that, I'd love to take it back. Oh, no, it's all so very sad. Well, I guess that's that. Well, I'd love to take it back, but you know what, I can't.
riffing. It is the sound of Third Rock Revolution here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and that track was called A Portion of Distortion. So are your next plans to do more recording?
We want to record some songs, we've got that being one of them. Just getting the money together, I suppose, at the bottom of the line, isn't it, really?
Yeah, man.
All of
finance.
Us having the money at the right time, yeah. At the same time.
Ain't no romance without right. finance.
it doesn't work when you just say it like that. It's
ain't nothing going on but the rent.
That's right.
He's
right.
Bills to the ills.
It's right.
That's it.
Right, so, well, in the meantime, I think you better tell us where people can find out more about you.
You've got the obligatory MySpace, Third Rock Revolution, spelt 3RD. We got a group on Facebook as well that these three don't know about.
Yeah,
although it's been going for months and months.
Yeah, that's really good, that is one.
And also,
we've got some web space with a good friend of mine at upstaterenegadeproductions.com. And my friend Louis is going to give us some space for an official website. He's even going to help me with it. All right, Louis, how you doing, mate? We'll just have to let you know when that one's up and running, because it isn't at the moment. The main one is the MySpace, and you can listen to all the stuff there. I think I even set it so you can download it, because we're just giving away our initial...
Giving away free music.
That's right, unheard of.
Yeah, that's it.
So,
and we're not Simply Red.
So we're going to record as soon as we can get the finance together. Yeah, next thing I suppose is a couple of gigs to clear the cobwebs. Whatever that may be, I don't know.
Clear the rust out the pipes.
Yeah. Got to clean the old pipes out once in a while, didn't you?
Yeah, definitely.
Ayos.
Yeah.
Where's your favourite place to gig?
As local as we can get it.
Yeah.
Where?
Romford? We like Romford.
Right, yeah, Romford's
kind
Romford's
like
cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Local gigs, because then actually more people then can come along.
Yeah.
Whereas if you do loads, like, in a...
We did all that years ago when we were but youngsters.
In North London.
Yeah, trucking around.
Yeah, all over the shop, but not anymore.
Yeah.
More like Andy's legs and back, can't take it.
Yeah, legs playing up these days, and the dodgy hip and the weak bladder and everything.
The gout and all that,
And the gangrene.
the old shrapnel.
The gout, a lot. Yeah. Andy can't do it.
I think we'd better crash on.
Yeah, definitely.
You have one last song for us in your itinerary.
We do.
In our arsenal.
Just been arguing about it, which one it should be.
It's going to be empty space, isn't it, Andrew?
That's right, Marcus.
Yes, that's correct.
And it goes a little something like this, Third Revolution on Curveballs on Phoenix FM.
I've been sitting here waiting, not talking to you alone. Come on over and see me. The firewall's down, connections are given now.
Mama, say hi.
There's someone on the other line, but I ain't got the time, cause it feels so right. Like where we are and what we know, no one drawing any lines, no, no. Come play with me, don't think I'll bite, but then again I think I might slightly. Love the sunshine, taste the rain, we'll go there and back again, yeah. There's an empty space on my hard drive, yeah, yeah. Whatever you say you wanna play, okay, you're alright. Sitting here waiting, yeah, not talking to you alone.
connections are given now. Yeah. There's an empty space on my hard drive. Whatever you say you wanna play, okay, you're alright. You're alright, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Alright.
Fantastic.
Give yourselves a round of applause.
Yes. Yeah. Give yourselves a round of applause, people.
Golf clap.
Fantastic. That is the sound of Third Rock Revolution and the final track of theirs performed in the studio tonight. It was a track called...
Empty Space. The contents of our heads.
Yeah. On a good day.
I've been there myself, so... Righto. We did have a question earlier from Anonymous saying, how do you start to write a song?
At the beginning.
Good answer. So remind us of where people can go to find out more about you.
myspace.com/thirdrock spelt revolution spelt with a three
and
D
R
E V.
And at least one person who has joined us online has just signed up for your Facebook group.
Hey, thank you very much.
Smash in.
Right.
Bonus. Yeah, yeah. Brucey.
Bonus.
Right, I suppose that's a place for people to stay tuned to find out where you're playing next.
Yeah, the MySpace and the Facebook and the Space Face and everything else, yeah.
And the Book
yeah.
Face.
Yeah, Book Face.
Andy will be looking after all of that.
Yeah.
If you have any more shout-outs, do make them known.
Ah!
Not that sort of shout-out.
Oh, sorry. I don't know, the list is just too long. The list is far too long. But like I said, I said hello to my mate Lou. I'll keep him quiet and off me back. I've mentioned him in his web space, which is, I'll give that again, upstaterenegadeproductions.com. If I get that wrong, he's going to absolutely strangle me. Yeah. Google Upstate Renegade Productions and look for Louis Burns. On that is like an artist's website, all sorts of things going on there, media, film, music.
Art, poetry.
Yeah, art, poetry, you name it. Anything artistic goes on there, check it out.
I'd just say hello to possibly, well, Holly, if she's still awake.
Oh, and hello, Mum, because I know my mum's listening tonight. Hello, Mum.
Yeah, hello, Mum, and brother.
And Andrew's mum, hello.
My dad. Sarah, Jamie, yeah, mainly, all the people that tuned in, there you go. Just say hello to them, basically. Cheers.
And my son, Liam, he'll freak out when he hears his name mentioned by me. On the radio. Hello, Liam.
Hello, Liam.
And Hayley.
And Hayley.
And Hayley, hello.
How long have you got? We'll start reading that in a minute. Go on.
It's like a bloody Oscar speech, isn't it?
I'd like to thank the producer, the director, and my mum.
Yeah, don't start crying, man.
Oh, there's a little tear in your eye there, Andrew.
I am filling up.
It's been emotional.
Yes.
Very emotional.
It's been good.
Glad to hear it. The future starts here. Third Rock Revolution. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Nick.
Cheers, Nick.
Cheers, Nick.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.